Now let's go over to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, as we continue through the Gospel of Mark, I want to look at two stories this morning. Mark chapter 7 and the story in Mark chapter 8. The story of two men who are healed by our Lord. One is deaf. That is, he cannot hear and he's dumb. He can't speak. And the other is a blind man. But as with everything, these are examples of how the Lord saves sinners. Because all of us, until the Lord does this work upon us, all of us are deaf. That is, we don't hear God's word, don't hear anything in the preaching, don't hear the voice of God. We're dumb. That is, we cannot and will not call on the Lord, won't even call on God except to cuss by nature, and sure won't give thanks to God and ask Him for mercy until He loosens the tongue, like this man. And we're all blind by nature. We're blind to see who God really is. We're blind to see what we are and what we need and what the truth is. We're blind. So this is a picture of how God saves sin. And both of these are very similar. A man is dumb, deaf and dumb, he can't hear, and the other man is blind. Both of these stories are very similar, and so we're going to take them together, because I believe the eyes and ears are connected. If you can't hear, you're not going to see either. If you cannot hear, you're not going to see. So here, look at Mark chapter 7. Look at verse 31 and 32. Now again, he departed from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. He came into the Sea of Galilee, speaking of Christ, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf. And he had an impediment in his speech problem. And they beseech him, or that is, begged Christ to put his hand upon this man who is deaf and with the speech problem. So they bring him, it says, to Christ. They brought him to Christ. And if anyone is going to receive spiritual ears, they're going to receive it from Christ. He's the one that's going to have to open them. He's the one that said they have ears to hear, but they don't hear. It's like the one who made the natural ear. Some people are born, this man was born deaf, right? Well, God made that one. You are born with hearing. You have hearing. Why? God made you that way. And so it is spiritually. We're all born deaf. We don't hear the word. Nobody's going to hear the truth. Nobody's going to hear the word of God unless God gives them hearing. And Christ said, my sheep will hear my voice, every one of them. And that's the gospel, preaching of the gospel, his word. Peter said, this is the word which we preach, which by the gospel is preached. Now, the person's going to have to come and hear, come where Christ is and hear him, right? They brought this man to where Christ was. But it was up to Christ to give him ears, right? So we know, because we know how it was that we heard. How? We came, sat under the hearing of the gospel, and one day we heard, he's speaking to me. I need that. We're here, finally. And it's the same with anyone. God pleases the Lord by the foolishness of preaching. And some people sit for a long time and don't hear. It's obvious they don't hear. But if the Lord is pleased, He can open the ear. He opened it up. If a person's going to be saved, they'll do it. They'll hear the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word preached, the gospel. All right, they brought him to Christ. They brought him to Christ. And it says that this man was deaf, verse 32. He couldn't hear. And he had an impediment in his speech. This is always the case with someone who cannot hear, right? You've known and or know people who cannot hear, and so therefore they cannot speak plainly. The ear and the mouth are directly connected. According to how well you hear is according to how well you speak. Well, this is the same thing spiritually speaking. That men and women don't hear the truth of who God is, so they say wrong things about God. Are you listening to me? They don't hear. You see, this is how God speaks. This right here. No other way. Not through dreams and visions and signs and wonders and all that. God speaks through His Word. This is called the Word of God. If they speak not according to my word, he said, there's no light in them. And if a person doesn't hear this preaching of the word, they won't speak right. They'll say things about God, but it'd be wrong. They'll say things about themselves, but it'd be wrong. Because God says things the way they are. One way, the truth. They'll say things about salvation, but it'll be wrong. You see, they'll have a speech impediment. Are you with me? If a person has not heard of... Now, this is what the Scriptures teach us of God. That God is first holy. God alone is holy. A person who hadn't heard that will go around talking about their own holiness. They have a speech impediment. A person who has not heard of God's sovereignty, that God worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. This is what God says. This is what His Word says. That God says, I have spoken, I will do it. That God works all things after His own will. It's not of Him that willeth, man. Not of the will of the flesh or the will of man. But it's of God that showeth mercy. It's all according to His will. A person who hasn't heard God talk about His own will go around talking about their own, man's will. You see. They'll go around talking about man's free will. They have a speech impediment. A person who has not heard of Christ's righteousness being the only one that God will accept. Like God's holiness. Like God's man's depravity. Christ's righteousness alone as our acceptance is all through the Scriptures. That's all this book says, people. You know that? That's basically one of three things that this Scripture says. Four things. Number one, God is holy. My pastor asked it Wednesday night, didn't he? How can He be clean that's born of a woman? How can God be just and justify? Man is depraved. Try as he will, he can't be good enough for God. Christ's righteousness alone is the only hope of anyone. The fourth one is Christ's blood alone atones, pays for sin. Well, a person who hasn't heard of that, there's only one thing that'll pay for sin, will go around talking about how they're, I'm going to make amends, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, I'm going to... You see, they got a speech impediment. So this fellow couldn't hear, and so he had a speech impediment. A person who hasn't heard of God's absolute purpose will talk about luck, chance, accidents. Even religious people will do that, who claim to believe God, but they also believe in little luck. It can't be both, people. It can't be both. Luck is, I don't know what luck is. What is luck? You just gotta have it though, if you're gonna be lucky. Either God works all things and everything's working together according to God's all-wise purpose, everything bad and good is working together according to God's purpose. There's no luck or chance involved whatsoever, that God is absolutely, absolutely in control of every minute detail, or He's not God. You can't have God in luck. A person who hasn't heard of God's immutable, sovereign purpose will talk of luck. I got a speech impediment. Like that one athlete, they asked him what he attributed to his success. He said, a lot of prayer and a little luck. Yeah, I pray all the time, but I got this rabbit's foot here just in case. Oh my, how ignorant. That's a speech impediment. You see, they got a problem. You ask the person who's heard the truth, heard from God, heard the Word of God, what do you attribute to all things? God. Nothing else. Very simple speech. Therefore, seeing we have such hope, Paul said we use great plainness of speech. All right? Do you know somebody who's deaf to the gospel? Do you know somebody who will not hear it? Sure you do. You know somebody who has not heard it, who you hope to hear it, who you want to hear it? What's their hope of hearing it? Christ alone. Bring them to Christ. Now what does that mean? I'm going to win that fella to the Lord. No, no. No, it means you bring them to hear the gospel. Or give them a tape or take them to the Lord in prayer. Call on Him. Lord, I cannot open His ears, her ears. I cannot make mama or daddy or brother or sister or my son or daughter. I cannot make them hear what I've heard. Only You can do it. Lord, please. Would You please give her ears to hear like You've given me? Would You give him ears to hear like You've given me? Lord, please. Well, look at this. It says, verse 33, He took him. He took him. Lord, would You... this man's a friend of mine, and he can't hear. Lord, would you take him and lay hands on... Would You take him and heal him? He took him. Hey. He took him. He took him. That gives me hope. Somebody. Is it you? I know some people that they're deaf. They just won't hear. That gives me hope. The Lord might take them. Well, it said, look how He took him. Verse 33, it says, He took him aside from the multitude. Took him aside from the multitude. See, the Lord doesn't save in big Holy Spirit revival meetings. He doesn't save in big camp meetings. He saves individuals. I know there was Pentecost. I know that. But that was God's purpose, and you just don't see that after that, do you? No, you see individuals. When the Lord went around speaking to people, it was individually, wasn't it? He went around individually, found a woman sitting on a well.
and a man sitting up in a tree. And on, fellas in a boat. He saves individually. He takes us, the first thing he does to someone is takes them away from the crowd. You see that? Took him aside from the multitude. Alone with himself. It's just him and the man. That's how the Lord deals with people. That's how he's got to deal with people. And that's what needs to be done to our friend, to us. Get away from all this. See this? Oh, religion. I know I say a lot about it. But it's a mess, people. It's never been more of a mess than it is now. Never. Would you agree? So many voices. There are more voices now than ever before. And it's absolute confusion. People, who do we listen to? I tell you what you do. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to anybody. Go home and get in your closet. That'd be good advice, wouldn't it? Don't quit listening to anybody. And go home and get in the closet and say, Lord, you show me. That'd be good advice, wouldn't it? Well, anybody really seeking, ask the Lord. Don't go to anybody. Get out of this, get away from the maddening crowd and all the clamor and confusion of religion. Go home, get in your closet, ask the Lord. That's what Barnard said to that young lady one time. Rolf Barnard preached a meeting and there was a couple there who had a daughter who was a wild rebel. And they asked Brother Barnard if he'd speak to their daughter, and he did. And all he said to her was, young lady, he said, Barnard used to say this. He used to say, I double dog dare you. He said, young lady, I double dog dare you. You go home tonight and you get in your closet. You get alone. You get by yourself. You ask the Lord. You call on the Lord. You ask Him, Lord, show me myself. Show me myself. Do it. That's all he said to him. Didn't try to win her to Jesus. Well, he left town. And he came back to that same town. I forget how much later it was. Sometime. And he came back into town. And that girl's parents said to Brother Barnard, you got to come speak to our daughter. Ever since you left here, she's been torn all to pieces. She's torn all to pieces. We can't help her. She's just a mess. She's a wreck. So Barnard did. This is all he said to her. He said, honey. He used to talk like this. Honey, I double dog dare you. You go home tonight and you get in your closet and you ask the Lord to show you Himself. That's all he said. And he left. Came back again. That girl sitting on the front row with a big old smile on her face. The Lord takes His people apart from all this mess. Look at it. It says He put His fingers in His ears. You see that? Verse 33. He put His fingers in His ears. Come here. As if to say, don't listen to anybody else. Don't listen to them. There was a couple up in Ashland, Kentucky, who was religious. Don and Audrey McGinnis. And they were in the Methodist religion. And he was Big Dog in Methodist religion. And Big Don, Big Dog. The only thing I called him that. Big Don Dog.
somebody, you know, probably a big giver is what he was, Ron, a big giver. So they made him big dog. And Audrey was head of the Women's Missionary Society. They, you know, were both real religious. Well, one of our men gave them a tape or something of my pastor preaching the truth. And they both heard it, and the Lord began to work on them. And they asked for more tapes, and they began to hear it. And finally, they went up to their preacher. Don approached his preacher. He told him, he said, I'm finally hearing the gospel. He said, I'm hearing some truth. He said, I haven't been hearing it here. The man said, you mean I'm not preaching the truth? He said, no. That sound familiar? And Don said, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to this anymore. I'm going where the truth is. Goodbye. And he left. I'm not going to hear this anymore. I'm going to go where I can really hear something. And he did. That's what the Lord does. He makes it a person to where they can't stand. I can't stand what I'm hearing around here. I got to hear something. The truth. Isn't that right? And those of you who hear the truth, oh, man, anything contrary to it now, it's like noise. They wonder why we don't put up with this modern gospel music and all that. Because it's noise. It's absolute noise. Might as well listen to acid rock. Well, they've got it. They've even got that kind of gospel music, don't they? Christian rock. We'll deal with that. Well, that's noise. Why? Because you can't hear the message in the mess. Can you? You can't get the message out of that mess. Oh, like Ezra said, we can't build a wall here. There's too much junk lying around. If we get rid of all this junk, we'll lay a foundation. Get rid of this and that and all this trimmings of religion, all this, these props, and get all this flesh out of the way, we'll lay down some truth here. We'll start preaching the Word. Get all this flesh out of the way. Well, so the Lord put his fingers in this man's ears and said, you come out of town with me. You and me. Just think, don't listen to anybody or anything else. And it said, look at this. This is good. Verse 33 says he spit and touched his tongue. In other words, our Lord created some saliva in his mouth and touched his own tongue and touched the man's tongue. Now remember, the man is deaf and dumb. He can't hear and he can't speak right. He's got an impediment of speech. Our Lord, first thing he does to make him hear right is stop up his ears. You've heard all wrong. I'm going to have to teach you to hear all over again. Don't listen to anything you've been saying. What was the next thing he heard, Brother Dan? What was the first thing he heard? Christ's voice. No man. You've been listening to men all this time. Now what do you hear? And he touched, look at this. He looked up to heaven, verse 34. And he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. No one's ears are going to be open unless Christ says open. What the Lord opens is open. And no man can shut it either. You know, the religion would have us quit listening to this. Wouldn't it? I guarantee you, folks, it's probably happened to some of you. People tell you, don't go there. Don't listen to that. That fellow down there preaches election. Don't go there.
That's Calvinism. Don't go there. That's hyper-Calvinism. Don't go there. Anywhere but there. Don't listen to that, right? But now what the Lord opens, no man can shut. And what the Lord shuts, no man can open. Like Roy Poole and his wife, they're the ones that start going to the O church. You remember that story, don't you, Tammy? The O church, you heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Somebody hadn't heard it. As this couple moved to Ashland, Kentucky years ago, 40 years ago. And they were looking for a place to go to church. And this man worked somewhere, insurance or whatever, and he said, where's a good place to go to church around here? They said, go about anywhere. Said, go anywhere but 13th Street. Don't go there. Anywhere but. You know where they ended up? And another couple, this was the other couple, the old church, went to work and they said, where do you go? Go to church. And the man said, I go to 13th Street Baptist Church. And they said, oh. The old church. Where do you go? First Baptist or First Methodist or Our Lady of the Sanhedrin Synagogue, Sweet Sarah Sue, the whatever. Oh, that's wonderful. I got. Oh. Huh. No more needs to be said. Oh. But, you know, when the Lord finally opens the ears, you're not going to go anywhere else. People can't understand, can they? And I'm not building this church up. I'm building the truth up. People can't understand, you go someplace, I'll make a deal with you. You go to my church, I'll go to your church. Well, you know, I wish you'd come hear the gospel, but I'm just not going to go there and hear that. I'm not going to go. I can't stand it. Same as they can't stand the truth. Well, too bad. But what the Lord did with that was put his fingers in this man's ear, and what he did was touched his own tongue and then touched this man's tongue. In other words, what came from the mouth of Christ is what opened this man's mouth and made him speak right. It's the only time a man and woman will begin to speak right when they speak according to God's Word. Right? You'll know there's some light in them, John, if they speak according to the Word. See, whereas before he had a speech impediment, he was saying, I accepted Jesus. I made that decision. Oh, I did this. I turned over a new leaf. I quit. I got a speech impediment. But when the Lord does the work to that person, their tongue starts saying, he, what happens? He. Not I. You see? This is what the Scripture says. This is the language of Scripture unto him. Everybody in glory right now is saying, him. While all the lost people on earth saying, But when the Lord, from his word, touches the tongue, you say, well, he did it, didn't he? I had nothing to do with it. He. And every song you sing is a hymn. Right? A hymn. If it doesn't bring glory to him, we won't sing it. He won't sing it if it brings glory to mama or a man or this. It's got to be to him. We've got to sing a hymn. And everything you see in the Scriptures from there on is him. Your ears are open. Everything you hear, there's Christ there, isn't it? Everything you hear is Christ, Christ, Christ. This man, after this happened, he could never get enough of hearing a cry. Huh? Every time somebody bring up Christ, Brother Henry said, "What? Where is he now?" Oh, I love. Oh, that's my Lord. That's my Lord. That's my Master. That's my Healer. That's my Savior. Now, how was it again you were healed? He did it. Well, what about you? Didn't you have anything to do with it? I was deaf and dumb, man. I was deaf and dumb. What could I have to do with it? He healed me. Well, straightway his ears were open and the string of his tongue was loose and he spake plain. He spoke of Christ. Look over at chapter 8 now. Here's the other story. Chapter 8. I might make it today. About 30 minutes. All right, chapter 8 is the story of the blind man. Verse 22. It's very similar. He comes to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and ask the Lord, "Would you touch him?" See, this man. I just don't see it that way. Mom, son, daughter, sister, that's not the way I see it. Blind. They brought him to him. Have you tried to make people see? Huh? Have you, Mary? You tried to make your relatives see? Don't you see? I've literally grabbed people. Who knows you? Can't you see? That's what my dad did to me. Can you grab me? Son, well, see here. Do you see? Yes, I do see. So he let go of him. Say anything. We can't make them see. The Lord's the only one. Can't you see? And let's not get mad at people because they can't see. I'm guilty. Aren't you? Spurgeon said it. People that get mad at those that can't see the truth are like a man who was down in a ditch with a bunch of people. He was down in a ditch, couldn't get out. And somebody came along and pulled him, out of the ditch. He couldn't have got out. But somebody came and pulled him out of the pit. And said for him to get mad is like that man to take a stick and start hitting those people on the head. What's wrong with y'all? Get out of there. Get out of that pit. Somebody pulled him out. What do we have that we haven't received? Well, they brought him to Christ. And it says in verse 23, look what happened. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. Let's get out of here. Let's get away from this mess. Get away from this crowd. You're not going to see anything in all this mess. I tell you who you got to see. And only one thing you got to see. Me. Christ said. Me. Christ is the only one. Come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, not to the church, not to the Baptist, come to me. I'll give you rest. Me. Got to see him. Well, he led him out of town by the hand, verse 23. And when he had spit on his eyes, came from his mouth. The only thing that's going to open anybody's eyes is the Word of God. I don't know when I'm going to learn this, Brother Sam. I don't know when. I still don't have learned this yet. I talk, and people don't see. There's one thing. Word of God. And we'd do better, really, we would do better to find one verse of Scripture that says the gospel and go to somebody that doesn't see
and just quote that verse of Scripture,
Jeanette,
and leave them alone.
Don't talk till you're blue in the face. Brother Kelly,
I haven't learned that yet. I wish I would.
Maybe someday I'll, in talking to somebody, I'll say, behold the Lamb of God, and walk off. Not argue, not cast pearls. This is it. This is the only thing. Only thing.
He touched his tongue and look, read on. Verse 23, and he put his hands on him, asked him if he saw anything. Now he looked up and said, I see.
He did see. The man was blind, but now he saw. What did he see? I see men walking as trees. He didn't see very clearly, did he?
Huh?
He did see. Something. Like the blind man before. Remember the blind man, John 9? Remember him? What about this one? I don't know much, he said. I do know this. I was blind, now I see. And this fellow said, what do you see? He said, I see men look like trees. He did see something. You see, this is a gradual work. It really is. A gradual work. You begin to see. And we shouldn't expect people to know everything right off the bat. And I tell you what men and women do begin to see, though. At first, when God begins to open their eyes, here's what the basic things that they see. They see God is God. God's God. And they might not, Brother Henry, might not be able to really put that into words, you know, but they know, what do you mean God is God? I mean, He's God. He's not trying to be. He is God. What else? They see men as trees, dead wood. They see themselves as man's helpless. God's God, man's helpless. Man can't save himself. What do you mean by that? Well, because he's just dead, that's why. What do you mean dead? Well, I can't. He just is. And he sees, Christ is only hope. That's about it. Is that you? Was that you when God first began to reveal the truth to you? If somebody asked you, well, what about this? What about that? I don't know a whole lot. I just know this. God's God, man's dead, and Christ is our only hope. Is that eyesight? You better believe it is. You better believe it is. All right, look at verse, and I'll quit. Verse 25. After Christ put his hands again upon his eyes. You know, the only place you're going to get eyesight is from Christ, from his word. And where you're going to get more light is the same place. So we come and we hear the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing. Well, how do you grow in faith? How do you get more understanding, more knowledge? Same thing. And Christ has got it through His Word. Keeps speaking to you. Hey, I'm really starting to see now. Read on. Then it says he looked up and he was restored and he saw every man clearly. He saw every man clearly. I see now. I see very clearly. But now, who was the first man he saw? Huh? Who was the first man he saw, and therefore saw all men clearly? You see? He saw Christ, the holiness, the righteousness, the only holy man, and then he saw all men clearly. You get that? When you see Christ as the only one, you'll see yourself, you see everybody else very clearly. We're all just a bunch of sinners here. He's the one. That man can't do anything for me. He's the one. He said, all right. Let's sing.
There's only one song to sing. 236. I once was blind, but now I see. 236. Sherry, come up. 236. Amazing Grace. This was written by an old blind man, John Newton. An old wretch in the Lord's sake. Stand with me. Amazing Grace. 236.